We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Yeah, great to be with you for the Saturday panel, the most important hour for punters for the week. It's 8:04 and let's introduce the team. First of all, Dean Lester. Good morning to you, Dino.
Good morning, Gareth.
You looking forward to seeing Nature's Trip down the straight once again?
Oh, I'm looking forward to a lot of the races, Gareth, but certainly Nature's Trip at Group 1 level, but I think for interest, the CSA Stakes has captured my imagination.
Yeah, can't wait for that race, race number 5. David Gator Gately, hello to you.
And a very good morning.
Your confident levels?
I'm always confident this time of the day.
Yeah.
It's often after the races that you're less confident, you're less hopeful.
Is the best 3-year-old in Australasia competing today?
At what distance?
7 furlongs to a mile.
Look, it's extremely possible, yeah. I mean, Alligator Blood keeps progressing, and all the time, say Catalyst is a star. Well, there's a way to find out. You race them. So, obviously, a mouth-watering clash, isn't it?
And Warren Huntley joins me here at Flemington. We are live at Flemington today for the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes Day. Warren, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
So far, so good. When we arrived here this morning nice and early, it was drizzly, the rain was falling, but they've had about 6 mils overnight, so we should get a wonderful surface today, really.
Just enough to settle the dust here. Hopefully the skies do clear, because I think a great initiative from the VRC to get Black Caviar on course today, and hopefully that brings people through the gate, because we don't get many opportunities to see her now, and we're privileged to see her race. It'll be great to see her in the mounting yard today, and from all reports, she could be pick of the yard if we were assessing the horses today.
This is the race that she loved most. She dominated. She won the Lightning Stakes 3 times. Can you remember her best, or what do you think her best Lightning victory was?
I think her best Lightning, and it was probably a bit of an understated part of Peter Moody's training career that we're going to get to see reignited, but she won an All Stakes the week before at 1400 and then came here and just hacked up over 1,000 metres in the Lightning Stakes, just underlining her quality. But overall, I think, that Newmarket victory carrying the weight there, they're great to see those sort of challenges being taken on.
And Peter Moody will join me live here at Flemington after 10 o'clock, and we'll talk a lot about his beautiful mare, Black Caviar. Let's have a look at the first race here today at headquarters at Flemington. The 2 Casio and also the 9 Titan Blinders are the scratching. Tony McAvoy gave a really good push, Dino, for overexposure today, and it's the $3.10 market leader with the tab from Mount Depora, who was also given a good push by Paul Snowden on the first word, who's at $3.30. But overexposure's probably had the best backing since markets opened.
Yeah, and he's a very good horse, as he showed as a 3-year-old, and he's had the long time off and a bit of a rehab preparation, and he built into his work, and those runs in Brisbane were quite sound. He's got a very good chance. I think Sunday Prey probably leads them up. On with Mount Tabora, I think he's going just really well. He's on the limit here with Kieran McAvoy aboard, and I've got a slight leaning to him with overexposure, but there's not much between them, to be honest, for mine. I think Stars of Caramel run a nice race first up for the Michael Kent stable. He'll probably settle back, but he'll be strong late and exasperate from the inside draw, getting a cheap run next best. But I'm pretty much with the market, but slight leaning to Mount Tabora for me, Gareth, 8, 3, 1, and 5.
Okay, Gator, can I please get your tips for the first? And I also want your opinion how you think this track will play back with the rail in the true spot there today.
Well, at a 9-metre spot here, 18th of January. I'm overlooking the straight day last Sunday, 18th Jan. The inside lane certainly chopped out as the day wore on that day, but there's that protected ground inside, isn't there? Straight races are middle of the track and beyond. So I wouldn't think there'd be any dynamite on pace pattern, to answer your question. To answer your first question, I think overexposure is the one to beat. Drew poorly, as in drew in, on the Gold Coast, and just wasn't in the right part of the track. Plus, he was back at 1400, which probably wasn't ideal anyway. He kept closing prior to that in a listed race. Narrow seconds to Group 1 horses, Land of Plenty and Peaceful State. He arguably could have won both of those, and gets back out to the 1600. So, the one to beat. Mount Tabora is certainly on the upward spiral. Probably should be getting more than 2 kilos off overexposure, but certainly won well, despite hardly being advantaged back in trip second up. and then made a pretty handy one in Shawnee, worked to beat him at Caulfield. So I think he's a danger. Exasperate came off a couple of forgive runs and won at a big price last time. Street Chic certainly franked the form. And Sunday Prey, first use of the track, rail back true. If there's any early on pace pattern, he'd be able to run over. 3.8.5.7.
Okay, Warren, what are you thinking here?
I agree with Dean that Stars of Karam can run well first up. 1,600 metres here, first run for the Mick Kent stable. Recent jump out at Cranbourne looked terrific to me, and I just think he's going to be strong late. There'll be at least reasonable speed here with Sunday Prey and perhaps others rolling along. I'm happy to have a little spec on number one, Stars of Karam. Head of eight, Mount Tabora. He was out of the handicaps last start but ran well behind Shawnee. He can run well again. He looks to be quite progressive. Overexposure's just got to get back to that winning form of a long time ago, but there's excuses that can be made for runs in Queensland, but he's had a busy rehab prep, but he could win, but I think he's a little bit under the odds. 7 Sunday Prey, as Gator said, I think Rail True, the track will just play perfectly here at Flemington, as it virtually always does, but first use of the inside with the rail back to the true and the likely leader should give a sight. 1.8.3.7.
You didn't see Stars of Karam recently, Gator? Not in your top four?
Look, I've got him fifth, and okay. I do concede 1600 suits him fresh. He was run off his legs at the early last prep, wasn't he? But they were over shorter trips. New stable. He's got a bit of quality. And, you know, one from 18 can be misleading when you're taking on a lot of Group 1 races, can't it?
That indeed. Race 2. Scratchings have hurt this race just a little. Red Hill or the 3 was a late scratching today. The 4,000 Wishes, the 5 Necessary, and the 6 Wonderful Reary. Fabric, the favourite, at $2.10 from Paint the Town 2 at $4.20 with tab.com.au. And then Goldie Fox and Parlay Princess. Goldie Fox 5, Parlay Princess 6.50 are the other horses under double figures. But, of course, Warren Huntley's a part owner of Fabric, so we'll start with you, Woz. Do we just back her with plenty of confidence today? Is that the male from the stable?
Oh, she's a talented mare. She can be a bit quirky at the barriers. I'm disappointed there wasn't a few extra scratchings. I would have been happy to see her canter around. But, look, the feedback from her most recent run at Caulfield, she did miss the kick a little bit, and then she can get over racing, and then she didn't handle the ground that deteriorated during the day. So we're on firmer ground here. If she begins cleanly, she's probably going to be right on the speed. But for me, she doesn't have the traits that tell you could back her at that price. But I think with the scratchings, if she does begin cleanly, she might control the race and give a kick. And she's raced very well when she's been in a controlling position. And I'm not doubting her at the 1,600 metres. She's only been tried once in the Rivette final behind Great Duchess. And I think she's improved her manners since then. I'm going to go with her, Fabric, but couldn't back her at the price. Paint the Town 2 was just a lovely 1-1 ride from Dwayne Dunn last start. You can argue that 1,000 Wishes was unlucky, but Paint the Town 2 was only second up. She'd be fitter with that run under the belt. 9 Goldie Fox probably would have appreciated a bigger field and a more likely genuine tempo, but I think she's going well. And John Sadler's done a terrific job with Parlay Princess, dropped her back in distance, just teaching her to settle. I suppose the query is now she gets up to the 1,600 metres from that run at 1,200 metres, but she was at greater distances than 1,200 leading into that. I'm tipping Fabric, but I couldn't back her. 2.197.
Gator, is Warren shouting the bar tonight?
Well, I've never seen it, right. So I don't know why he would start now at his ripe old age of 31, but... I do think his mare's the one to beat, given the... I tagged her on top anyway, and then a couple of key scratchings have really not only thinned the race out, but made the map look pretty good for her. She should be able to go forward and be right there in a race devoid of great speed. I thought she just peaked late here, fresh back to the inside and weaved through and was in inferior ground for quite a lot of that race at Caulfield, plus soft seven track I don't think is A1 either. So a lot of ticks today. And as reference to her one go at 1600 was a bit inconclusive. She was close up in the Rivette final and probably led against her own pattern, raced a bit keenly, as Warren would know better than me. Parlay Princess had the slow recovery here, then back to her best lakeside with weight. If you're 3 lengths off Princess Jenny one day at a mile at the Valley, you can certainly win this. And Paint the Town too, 2 for 2 this prep, just super genuine. The last win had merit, given she was jumping pretty sharply and tripped second up. Goldie Fox promoted after those scratchings, 2.719.
Okay, Dino, what are you thinking here? And what's your speed, Matt, with the scratchings now?
Gareth, I think that Parlay Princess, if she doesn't use the lightweight with 51, I'd be very surprised. She was keen enough over 1,200, beating a subsequent winner, and I think with up to 1,600 with the lightweight, she'll roll along, and I think she'll give a great sight. I've tipped Goldie Fox. I think she's the one that'll be stalking Paint the Town 2 and Fabric, and I think she's looking for 1,600, and I like her, but I'll be certainly having a saver on Parlay Princess. Fabric can win. I think Warren made a really valid point. She's got a really good chance, but to me, she's not an even money chance in this field. They're pretty evenly graded mares, and Paint the Town 2's very genuine, won well last start. But I'll be playing numbers 9 and 7 here, but a slight leaning to Goldie Fox. 9, 7, 2 and 1.
Is it difficult analysing your own horse from time to time, Warren?
It can be, but fortunately, well, I've got a good group of mates together and we lease a chunk of this, so I suppose you're not quite as you're not quite as invested when it's your baby type of stuff. And Dino referenced the subsequent City winner with the form behind Parlay Princess, and that's Delusions, who Dino has an ownership share in, and it's probably more difficult to be objective under those circumstances. But I think you look at enough races and you try and understand their traits, you know that she's not that type of horse that you could back at that price. And I think if anybody does like Fabric, I'd wait, because I would think the market would balance up a little bit getting closer to the race, and you get much better than the price available now.
Looking forward to this two-year-old race. Mildred has done nothing wrong in the early part of her career. She's the market leader with the tab at $4. Mr. Cashman, so impressive on debut for the in-form combination of Patrick Payne and Billy Egan at $4.20. And then you go down to Pioneer River at $12. Award winner Anthony Freeman and Sam Freeman this morning gave this horse a good push at $5.50. And Simon Zara said River Knight is the best of his chances at Flemington today, and she's currently at $7. Gator, what are you thinking here in this two-year-old race? Obviously, there's some nice types going around.
Yeah, there are. There's not many places to hide, are there, at a two-year-old level these days? And obviously, it's fantastic for Australian racing that the three-year-old crop are so strong, and this two-year-old crop looks exceptional as well. Obviously, early doors there. Look, not an easy race to assess, given there's a fair bit of water under the bridge. So I've just lent to one at a bit of value in Amish Boy. He was wide and held on pretty well in a Group 3 in Queensland. He had the best closing sectionals on debut. He was on the heels of Rathlin. Now, Rathlin's just matched motors with Hanseatic and Rulership, who everyone's thinking a 1-2 for a Blue Diamond. So I did like the recent jump-out win. He was more tractable. He sort of led and kept running. I think it's a tough race, but I think he's over the odds. Award winner beat the Diamond Preview winner in a beautiful night on debut. And then just staying at 1,000 metres in that preview was probably against. Got a long way back, came wide, hit the line. Now 1,100 up the straight, blinkers on. Gate 2 we don't love. Mr. Cashman had the right run, beat a good one, I think, in Larimer Street, who was so good in the $2 million race at Warwick Farm during the week. Draws wide, probably a plus. And Pioneer Man, this debutante, has trialled nicely. I think Nitrous can improve as well. Don't think the race ends there. Working around Mildred, 4.14, 3.13.
So 4.14, 3.13. Larimer Street's scratching the 5, as Gator pointed out, competed at Warwick Farm there on Wednesday. The 11, Barragunda, also comes out and down the bottom. Plucky Pirouette is scratching. So 5, 11 and 16 out of the two-year-old. Dino, how do you assess the babies here down the straight at Flemington?
It's a cracking race, Gareth.
Yeah.
I think one of the, you know, it's absolutely nearly a Blue Diamond consolation. It's a tremendous field. I've tipped Mr. Cashman. I thought he was very good on debut. A recent trial, he was under a very firm hold. I think he'll run very well, but gee, there's some nice horses here. I think of the first starters, there's not only a couple left, but Pioneer River, I think, will relish the 1,100. He was strong at the end of the 800-metre jump out. Yes, I think River Knight looked more impressive at 800 metres, but 1,100, wouldn't be surprised if Pioneer River really bridged the gap there and will run well. I think River Knight, obviously through the Hanseatic form line and a recent jump out down the straight, is going well. And I think Toscanini, he might be the size produce horse. I think he's over the odds here. I think he'll run very well, but still mightn't have found the winner. It's a absolutely cracking race, and really looking forward to seeing it as well. 3, 13, 15 and 8.
Dino, how many lengths do you put on these two-year-olds, or how much do you take into consideration for those horses trained here at Flemington or have competed down the straight before?
Well, they've all got to have a first go at it, I suppose, Gareth, and they might love it or hate it. Yeah, the fact that they've had practice, some of them never quite get the hang of it, so it's a you know, a little bit of a tricky one. But Patrick Payne's had great success with these horses down the straight for whatever reason, so that's why, even though he hasn't seen it, Mr. Cashman, I'm probably happy enough to go with him.
All right, mate. What about you, Warren, here with the two-year-olds?
Well, Dino's had four picks. He said he might have missed the winner. I'll have four and say I could miss a place getter. I think it's such an even race, but I'm a real...
I love the confidence in this race, lads. Thanks for that.
I'm a real fan of number four, Amish Boy. I know he's had a busy two-year-old season with that trip to Queensland and back and a bit more. I think he was quietly fancied in the Clockwise Classic at Ballarat. I loved a recent jump out down the back straight at Sandown, and I'm going to go on spec with four, Amish Boy, who I think's a lot better than we've seen on race day so far. Eight, Toscanini, I agree with Dean. I'm glad he's having a look at Flemington, albeit down the straight here, but he looks like a lovely size produce type horse for me. I'm not discounting Mildred. She's got the weight, but we didn't know that she handled the straight prior to her debut, but we know now she loves it and she can race well anywhere. She was good at Caulfield, so she's just a very professional two-year-old, and straight line, I don't think the weight's as relevant for a horse who's got the ability that Mildred's got. And I'll put 14 award winner as next best coming through the Blue Diamond series. I thought was okay without the best of luck, making good ground behind a beautiful night in the preview and kept for this from that rather than running in the prelude last week. 4, 8, 1, 14.
Sounds like I've got more chance of winning my local chook raffle today than backing the winner in that two-year-old race at Flemington. What about race number four? We Take Manhattan's a scratching, Dino. Big Sir, the $4.80 market leader now with the tab, but Skelm's given a wonderful chance. Terry Kelly happy with his galloper at $5. Classic Wywee at $5 as well. Don Dubbin at $8 has done nothing wrong, in Eureka Street at $7 as well. Yeah, Dino?
It's a good race, Gareth. I probably be putting 5 in the early quaddy, but I've got a leaning to number 8, and that is Skelm. I think he's going really well. Back down in the weights, Johnny Allen rides him really well, and I'm leaning his way from number 2, and that is Eureka Street. I think scratch from last night in preference for this. I think he can run really well. 2,000 metres at Flemington suits. Classic Wayway. A little doubt on him getting around Moonee Valley, and I think that was his undoing last start, but 2,000 metres at Flemington suits a lot better. And I'm including number 11, Good Idea. I think this horse has got to get up on the pace and get into a race. Last two starts, drawn wide, and then last start, shuffle back. Total non-events for him. All of a sudden, he gets down to 54 and a good draw. Hoping Kieran McAvoy is really proactive early, puts him into the race and has him, you know, maybe in the first three or four. And he could certainly improve sharply here at a price. Big Sir goes in the early quaddy as well. But on with Skelm, 8, 2, 9 and 11.
Okay, Warren, what are you thinking here?
Again, a very competitive race. I think Big Sir's been progressing well. Colin Little's got a couple of horses on rehab preparations getting out to about the 2,000-metre mark. And Big Sir gets to that distance for the first time this prep. Craig Williams sticks, which I think's a positive. I'd be surprised if he didn't have the opportunity to run Don Dubbin, and I'm going to go with 10, Big Sir, ahead of 5. Don Dubbin, who's going well, he's got that lovely cruising speed. Craig Williams rates him really well, and he was aboard him when he rated him so well two starts ago, but I'm sure Brett Preble will understand his idiosyncrasies in him, maps to get a good run on the speed. 2, Eureka Street, reserved from this from last night, as Dino outlined. That's the same form line as Big Sir, the Just Benjamin form line. I think that form line was a lot stronger than the rating of that race indicated. And I put 3, Selsomore, getting fitter and up to this distance on a bit of a rehab prep also as next best. 10, 5, 2, 3.
Okay, Gator, are you liking this race?
Well, I think Ted Bundy's hit the nail on the head. I think that benchmark 84 race of Just Benjamin and Actow.
I like that, Gator. Well done.
Well,
About time you delivered something.
about once a month. So what are we, February 15th? Yeah. Though I think it's probably a much stronger race than the ratings band. And so that's the race I'm trusting. Big Sir charged late second up off the long spell. Despite jumping in trip, I thought, hello, he's on track. Then back and wide in a sprint home last time. He wasn't far off Eureka Street on the line. And do note, he won very well fourth up last prep at this track and this trip. So might be about ready. I was surprised he came up favourite. I was sort of hoping they would have missed him, but Eureka Street kept closing in that same strong 84 race last time. Obviously beat Big Sir home. 2,000 metres and dry track are certainly no negatives for the horse. Skelm drew poorly last time, went back, powered home. He was back in trip. Back to 2,000 metres with some weight drop, and he's very, very hard to beat. Dumbarton's flying. Obviously, the Skelm form's identical. And I think Good Idea can improve as well. All those reasons Dino mentioned are extremely valid. Add to that a bit of rain. I think just a little bit of cut out of the track, and I think he's a length better. So I think the splash of rain's helped him as well. But I'm going 10, 2, 8 and 5.
This is the panel on this Saturday morning on RSN Race Day with Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, David Gately and the godfather of tipping, Dean Lester. I need to take a quick break. On the other side of it, we'll look at one of the most anticipated races for a long time, the CSA Stakes for the three-year-olds. Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, Dean Lester and Gator Gately with you. And we're up to race number 5 on the program. And to many, despite there being a Group 1 weight for age sprint on the card, this is the highlight of the CSA Stakes, where Alligator Blood, the star Queenslander, at $2, Catalyst at $2.70, and then Dallastan at $5.50, and then we go to Chenier at $17. But as I head to you, Dino, my first question, how good is this Kiwi Catalyst?
He's a very interesting horse, Gareth. His first run in a race, he couldn't get warm without the blinkers. Then they put the blinkers on, he won 5 in a row, and by the end of it, he was getting very keen. And then first up, no blinkers again, and he was slow out, and he was out the back. So that's the first fascination for me. I think his best performances was 1,400 in blinkers, winning one of the Guineas races there. But he is very good. He'll need to be, because he probably sets up to be giving a fair start to a horse like Alligator Blood.
Alligator Blood, do you like the tactics? Van Dyke was on the front foot this morning here on the first word, saying that Ryan Maloney will lead dictate today in this race with no real speed on paper.
Yeah, definitely. Ride him like the best horse. Yeah. He's got, you know, we saw in the Guineas Prelude that he put himself right there, and that was at a good speed. So I think he'll be able to do that no problems, and he's just such a professional racehorse. He gets the job done, and I think he'll get the job done again. Okay. I think he'll win. I think Catalyst will run very well. I think a little bit of Jarro the track suits him as well. Because it's not grand final day, I can't see that they'll be punching up from the outside draw. I think he'll be back, and he'll be strong, and he'll be hitting the line. Dallasan, very good run first up, I thought. He's a much better horse at Flemington. Should have won the size, and he's won a Dane Hill and a Carbine Club since then. He'll run well. And Chenier, he's a 65 rater, so in a rehab preparation, he could have gone straight to a 70 or something and just bowled around and won as he liked. He's here in the CSA Stakes. That, to me, says he's going very well. I liked his trial at Balnarring. I think from Barrier 2, he'll just stalk Alligator Blood through the race. So it's a fascinating race. I think Alligator Blood will win, but they're a really good bunch of horses. 3, 1, 4, and 8.
Warren, is it just a two-horse race, or do you think there's chances outside the two favourites?
I'd extend it to Dallasan. I think if you're playing a form of betting, an early quaddie or the like, that you'd probably need to include numbers 3, 1, and 4. That's the way I'm reading it. You asked Gator before, is Alligator Blood the best three-year-old up to 1,600 metres? And there was a couple having jump outs here at Flemington yesterday in Bivouac and Exceedance, who might fall into that category as well. So I don't know if he's necessarily the best, but I think he might be the best today, Alligator Blood, because I like the fact that he's got racing under his belt. I like the fact that they've declared their hand to be positive, and I think he can cope with that, and I think he'll control the race and win. 3, Alligator Blood, but I think Catalyst will be hitting the line very strongly behind him. Dallasan just was a bit slowly away, I thought, at Caulfield, and as Dean outlined, he just seems to appreciate the bigger, flatter track here at Flemington. He can run well, and Chenny is a really interesting runner, but a bit like Sam Friedman in his interview earlier on, I'd be surprised, albeit pleasantly for the team, if he was able to beat these horses today, but I think he's a real talent. 3, 1, 4, 8.
Gator, these star three-year-olds can all run time, and Catalyst has been doing that over there in New Zealand. How do you weigh up the New Zealand form compared to what he'll meet today?
Yeah, well, all you've really got is the clock, I guess. Obviously, we got a line on Tiako Shark before he landed in the spring, given Melody Bell, he was able to run by that horse. What is she, nine or ten-time Group 1 winner? So we did get a form line on that, as well as the fact he could run time. This horse, less so much form lines, but certainly the times he's running are reserved for very, very good horses. Continually running great time on each day he races relative to older horses. For a young horse, a three-year-old, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen all that often. So He has to be very good. Can he run down Alligator Blood, giving him a start? What time is he going to have to run that last 600 if Alligator Blood sits up and sprints? Now, the offside of that is Alligator Blood's best win, in my humble, was his last start win. And that day, he rode a hot speed and he raced away, ran really fast time, broke 121 on the Gold Coast. That was his best win. I think he's getting better every time we see him. So is he best? Is he suited sitting up and sprinting home? I know he can do it, but is that his best recipe to get the very best out of him? Great question. I don't really have the answer, but we'll know more after this race. He'll give a big kick. Alligator Blood, Catalyst will set out after him. Dalasan is certainly in the picture. I mean, he's crossed the line with Alligator Blood every time they've clashed, and probably had excuses, and certainly the Guineas wasn't a total forgive, and then won the Carbine, as you referenced there. So he's certainly in the game. I think most of us think, though, since they've clashed, the Alligator Blood's come on. So that's probably why the market is leaning that way, clearly over Dalasan, even though they've crossed the line together. Chenny is the left fielder. It's probably not today, but I'm convinced there's a good race in him. The recent jump out was very good as well. Look, I'm going to tip Catalyst. I just think if he is a superstar in a big year for superstar three-year-olds, then you're never going to see a price again. Alligator Blood, Dalasan, Chenier, can't wait for it. 1-3-4-8.
I know you're a great fan of James McDonald. What advice do you give him today? How far does he need to be, or how close does he need to be to Alligator Blood as they swing for home?
Yeah, look, I'm more than happy to give J-Mac a lot of advice, probably on things like The Simpsons. Music. I can help him out. Pearl Jam, if you've got any questions around Pearl Jam. As far as riding horses, yeah, I might just leave it, Dim.
I don't think you'd like your music, Gator.
Mac, no, I don't think so.
Far too cool for that. There's one scratching in race number 5, and that is Big Parade. It comes out, of course, in the Hay Stakes. What about race number 6? Just a Highfalutin is a scratching here, horse number 2. Tanico at $4.60, given a wonderful chance. And Montenegro Man, the horse that Warren Huntley's been waiting for a long, long time to back. Are you going to back him today as we head to Warren now for his thoughts on the 6th race at Flemington?
I'm working around Golden Halo on Montenegro Man. I thought Golden Halo jumped out very well going into her first up run and ran well. That form's held up well through News Girl, and I think she's a very effective galloper who's run well down the straight previously, and I think she's well graded here, Golden Halo, and she might be drawn to be in the right part of the track just coming down the middle to outside in the straight race. So I've got a slight leaning to Montenegro Man. I feel a bit guilty for not tipping him, but he's racing well and he was good down the straight here last start. He just might need a little bit of luck to get that clear air and use that great turn of foot that he's got. I'm respecting Tanico. James Cummings has got a great handle on the horses to bring down here, and he's building a good record, and he's run well in strong company, and he's got a good finish on him, and I'll put 4 Serious Suspect in his next best, because I think they'll just let him run from that wide draw. I heard you chatting with Saab earlier on, and that seems to be the way that he does his best, and I think he's been just kept on the fresh side with a tick over jump out with this race in mind, and I think he's the one that they might all be chasing. 9, 10, 6, and 4.
Yeah, Dino, do you know what? When I was talking to the trainers today, and you get the best push, I think it was Saab with Serious Suspect. Oh, I think he's really confident with this horse's chances. Do you share the same confidence?
I think he's one of the chances, and I know Saab would have been a good thing in a debating contest. He's very strong at being able to push his horses, and I think Serious Suspect's a very good chance here. But I'm going to go with Golden Halo. I just don't think she'll get as far back here down the straight as opposed to last start, and she ran very well. Montenegro Man, he's just that bit stronger this time in, and he's racing really well. He's a good chance. Tanico down from Sydney has to be regarded. Serious Suspect is a chance as well. They're the top 4 for the quaddy. I'll be putting in Hanger, who I thought trialled quite well at Canberra, and Big Night Out's a good horse. I don't know if Barry One's ideal, but I respect him first up, but a slight leaning to Golden Halo. 9, 10, 6, and 4.
Okay, Gator, you'll be disappointed here. Some of your very best work might have just been a little wasted, especially to your fans in the country areas, and we apologise for this, but we have had some technical issues with several of our country relay stations. and we're off air in some places. So our techs at the moment are working on it. And the phone, Paul Neil Donnelly back in the studio, is going mad. But Gator, we'll put the podcast up as well if we're getting texts from any of your mates in the city that are listening to it this morning, that we'll put the podcast up as soon as we finish the form panel today. But take it away here, Gator, for your selections in race six.
Yeah, well, brace yourself for three angry emails. Look, this is obviously a really... yeah, one from Dad. This is obviously a really challenging race. You can make a strong winning case for probably, you know, seven or eight of them. Tonico, she's got a very good finish on her Forgive Run last time, ran down Southern Lad prior to that. So I think she can run really well from a nice middle draw. Big Night Out, I wish they drew wider, but I'm loving the Zaturi form. Thrash Unipel one day. Hit the line hard fresh last prep at 1,200 metres. They're just not winning coming inside the field again of late, are they? But in the mix, Montenegro Man in strife early last time and found the wrong, just ended up in the wrong spot. That assertive approach form ties in with a few from on his CV. Prezzardo kept closing last time. Certainly Golden Halo, serious suspect, and I'm interested in Hanger as well. Wowee, 6, 8, 10, 3 for me.
No, that is a good race, and Hanger's an interesting run of the former Kiwi for Mitchell Beer.
Had a nice trial at Canberra recently too, and I think the early award for bravery too goes to you this morning, Gareth, for getting Sarpasan up at 2:02. I was happy to go and get myself another coffee there. I'm surprised you were able to finish with Sarp before about 10 past.
Yeah. I don't mind a man with confidence. Anyway, Dino, what about the Black Caviar Lightning? This is the feature race, and we are live at Flemington today, and it's starting to clear, which is great news, and can't wait to see Black Caviar. She's back at the races. It's a superstar of the sport, and I think there'll be a lot of people heading to Flemington here at headquarters to see this wonderful mare. And don't forget Peter Mooney to join me after 10 o'clock here on RSN Race Day Morning. But, Dino, the scratchings here are clear. Nature's Trip's at $1.40. Can we trust him at $1.40? He has burnt us punters before, but he seems to be a different horse this time around.
He's won more than he's lost, Gareth. So he's won 12 of 20, and he's nearly unbeatable down the straight. So you are a tough marker. I think I'm not into taking $1.40, but I'll be taking him one out in the quaddy and hoping I get better than $1.40 by the other three legs, hopefully. I think he'll win. I think he's just got to point him in the straight line, get him into the rhythm that he'd want. If I was Kieran McAvoy on Redzel, I'd be probably trying to upset that rhythm a bit, but I don't know if in the straight line, as opposed to around the turn when they met in the spring, that'll happen. I think Nature Strip will win. I think Loving Gabby, who chased him home in the VRC sprint, she'll be better at 1,200, but she'll run well. Redzel has trialled up well, and he's always a good competitor in this grade. He's on the back end of his career, but he'll still run well. And G-Tra, who I think's a good little lightweight chance for the new market next month. This is the run he probably needed to have beforehand. Look for him to be running on late. But I expect Nature Strip to win and win well. 2, 7, 1, and 4.
He's never been the same after David Gately told everyone how to ride him, and he's just been brilliant since then, Gator.
Yeah, no, we got laughed at a bit, saying he's probably the best sprinter in the world. What he might do is end up proving that to be true. Yeah. He's been beaten 8 times. He's won 12, as Dino mentioned. Now, he was an idiot for the first couple of years of his racing life and was still, you know, winning quite a bit and then losing some from his own idiocy. Then in his last three defeats, he sat 3 wide in a Group 1 Doomburn and was beaten a length. They got the tactics hopelessly wrong in the Concord first up last time in and tried to teach him something. It might have worked. They might have learnt something. But, you know, we all lost our money, or many of us. And then his Everest run was phenomenal, leading at that sort of speed. The only three that beat him sat last, second last, and third last in that race. He ran 33-something off a standing start. It was a phenomenal run. And then ticked the 1,200-metre box if he hadn't already with the VRC Classic. So... he's not Black Caviar because she never got beaten, but she wasn't an idiot early in her career, whereas as he was. He's more furnished now. I think he's a proper sprinter, and it'd be just too fast for these horses. It's as simple as that. Loving Gabby chased him up the straight, obviously, and she's probably come on, but it's advantage. Nature Strip at 1,000, more than 1,200, if anything. Tafani and Redzel, Yeah, it's time to pass the baton over, the mighty Red Zell. 2761.
I know you posed this question on social media the other day, Gator, but do you think he can beat Black Caviar's track record over the 1,000 today, if you're a betting man?
Well, not with the rain you've had. You like that. Yeah, I know, but you needed a fast track and a bit of a tailwind, probably.
Yeah.
But look, he's proven throughout his career the times he can run. He, as I mentioned, that Everest Scott being the length track record time, Mooney Valley 1,000-metre track record. I think he was 0.1 off the Flemington track record, wasn't he, sometime, Warren? So he can run the time of an exceptional athlete, which he is.
Does he excite you today, Warren?
Oh, absolutely, Gareth. And I think, as Gator said, there was an attempt to try and teach him to settle, but he's evolved as a racehorse. His trials this time in just indicate he's pacing himself better, and even his work here, tick over gallop down the straight on Tuesday morning, was just so controlled that he was just going as fast as James McDonald wanted him to, and he's a bit bulletproof down the straight now as an older, more mature horse to my eye, and I think he's just too fast for them, and he will run time. How close that gets to Black Caviar's track record, it'll be a lovely track to stretch out on today, but he's not going to have any tailwind to help him by the look of the conditions. But probably a fair price and probably a good price, $1.40, because I think if you ran the race 10 times, you know, he'd be winning probably at least 7 or 8 of them if nothing goes wrong, because, as I said, he's just bulletproof down the straight, and he'll just jump and run and be too fast for them. And Red Zell, ridden with a bit of intent, might be able to get into a spot where he's got a chance of holding off the closers in Loving Gabby and perhaps G-Tra. But, I think Dino's nailed the strategy. We try and create a quaddy that gives us a better result than $1.40 for Nature Strip, because he should be winning. 2174.
Warren, just with Nature Strip, you've seen him a lot when he's stabled here in Victoria, stable at Chris Waller Stables at Flemington, and he went out on a real high there last spring. And listening to Chris Waller, he just seems a happy horse. He's more relaxed in his work, and he's doing everything right. Have you seen that?
That's exactly what it looked like on Tuesday morning. Obviously, Chris sees a lot more of him than me. I've watched videos of his trials leading into this preparation. It's the first time I've seen him gallop down the straight on Tuesday, but he just looked awesome on Tuesday morning, and he's such a powerful horse, and he's just got that ability to begin well, get other horses out of their comfort zone very quickly, and then quicken at the end of the race. It makes him pretty hard to get past.
Yeah, can't wait to see how fast he can go down the straight today in Nature's Trip in the Black Caviar Lightning Stakes, the feature event on today's program. This is the Form Panel with Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, David Gately and Dean Lester. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side of it, we'll have a look at the two final races at Flemington today. Gareth Hall, Warren Huntley, David Gately and Dean Lester with you. And we're up to the last two races at Flemington today. The Tab Vanity for the three-year-old fillies, and there are no scratchings to report, but Dino Catalan's a horse that's unbeaten so far for Godolphin. And she comes up at around $2.50 today. She opened up at $3.90, so she's been clearly the best backed here in the second last at Flemington today.
Yeah, she's a very interesting runner too, Gareth. Her two wins, she pounded the line narrowly at Warwick Farm, and then I thought she's given a magnificent ride at Newcastle, but she took advantage of it and really sprinted away late. Different scenario here from the wide draw. I don't know where she sort of fits in early. I thought the inside horses will kick up a bit, and for that reason, I'm very keen on Pretty Brazen here. I just think last preparation, they worked her out. I mean, she failed in Sydney on the wet ground and then came back, won easily at Bendigo, won on Corfield Cup Day. The wide draw beat her on Melbourne Cup Day, and she won the Sandown Guineas. A recent jump out down the straight I thought was tremendous. I think she lobs probably fifth, sixth and gets an easy run, and I think she can win. Catalan's the danger. She looks a really good talent. Swing and Boom, I think, will be over the odds. I like both of her performances. Now she gets Damien Oliver, and I've put in Muse next best. I thought her win first up was sound, and she probably just lands in the 1-1 here, gets a good run, can get into the finish. But I'm happy to back Pretty Brazen to beat Catalan here, 1-9, 8-5.
Yeah, and Gator, Tony McAvoy, very happy with Pretty Brazen, currently at $4. So she's been a touch easy, but do you agree with Dino here or not?
Look, I think she's extremely hard to beat. She's got the runs on the board, you know, whereas a horse like Catalan still has to prove it. What she is doing, Catalan, is running the times of a horse to say that, yeah, she'll measure up. Pretty Brazen, you know, probably sort of in the leadership group of the seconds, the three-year-olds. And beat the males in the Sandown Guineas. Do I think she's the best horse in that race? No, but I do think Conqueror sort of franked the form, beating older horses and then running well in a good race overseas. So I think she's very hard to beat. I did like the recent jump out as well. I've just lent to Catalan. I thought we'd get a better price, but the format of that maiden on debut has been outstanding. Horses well beaten, well backed, winning easily. Went to Newcastle and won like a good horse and ran the time of a good horse. So we'll find out in a minute. This Bonvicini, he went up a huge price. I thought the jump out was terrific. Sat really wide and kept closing. Probably should have beaten Ficino when they clashed at the end of last prep. And there's a big price differential between the two of them. Ficino's recent jump out chasing the spread was also very good. I don't think there's a lot between them at the top end here. The fillies, good race. 9-3-2-1 for me.
Okay, Warren, you with the horse that dominated a provincial race at Newcastle last start coming to headquarters today, Catalan?
She's a leading contender, but I agree with Dean that Pretty Brazen's the one to beat, and I think she'll lob into a nice spot. I think this is a great option for her on the fresh side and from a jump out down the straight. Only two straight jump outs that morning, but they ran significantly quicker time, and there was some good quality in that jump out with Tafani and Dispatch, I think Zatori and Dirty Work, who didn't have the best of luck and might have been disappointing at the Valley last night. But I think Pretty Brazen's the one to beat. I think she lobs into a nice spot. She's got the score on the board to have earned that penalty here against the fillies. One ahead of 9, Catalan. We certainly haven't got to the bottom of her. And as Gator said, she's running good time and she's showing really good strength. I just wonder what she's got to concede from that barrier. 2, Ficino, I think, has trialled up nicely to resume here. And I think this is a good kickoff point for her, 1,400 metres. And Swing and Boom's the one coming through some lower form grades, but looks progressive and he's winning in the manner of a horse that can progress. 1, 9, 2, and 8.
Let's have a look at the last race, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Trophy, and the scratching down the bottom, call it a day. Admiral's Joker on the quick backup, which is interesting, at 5.50. Blazer Jowski at 4.40, and F Troop at $7.50. And then we go down to Reflectivity at $7 and Star Missile, the people's horse, at $5.50 here. So this is a good race. I don't mind the quick backup, Dino, of Admiral's Joker. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Gareth, because he's a 7-day backup. If he was first up at 1,400 and had an 1,100 metre trial 7 days ago, he wouldn't be sort of too worried about it. So I think, look, he's one of the chances. This is a terrific race to finish. Plenty of depth. I think good speed on, and I just can't see that Blaze Jowski misses around the each way price. First up, slowly run race, dash home. Didn't really suit him. He got the job done. I just think he'll land here with a lot more speed on up front. 1,400 suits him better. I just think he's the safest option in the race. He's stablemate Star Missile. He's a good horse. I'm not sure barrier one's absolutely ideal, but he can run well fresh. But chances to 7 Amadeus, back down to 53.5 is important to him, and back to Flemington. Rocks the Castle is always around the mark in these races, and the top two are the same boat, Streets of Avalon and Admiral's Joker. They go in a wider quaddy, but I think Blaze Jowski is a safe each-way bet. 5, 12, 7 and 3.
And there's been a few well-backed in the last as well, Warren. Admiral's Joker 7 to 5.50 and Blaze Jowski 5 to $4.40, even some money for Star Missile down the bottom there.
It's the widest leg of the Nature Strip one out quaddy for me. I thought Admiral's Joker and on the quick backup has to go in, but I thought Rocks the Castle was good first up. His second up record's significantly better than his first up record. I think he'll lob into a nice spot somewhere near the speed, but if a couple of them want to go a bit harder, then he doesn't have to be the leader. He can get a lovely run somewhere near the speed. I've got 3 ahead of 5. Blaze Jowski, he's building a terrific record, and with that first up win down the straight under his belt, this is a nice option for him. I'm including 12 Star Missile, stablemate to Blaze Jowski. He's had a trial to lead into this, didn't wear the blinkers in the trial, so I thought he probably went as well as you'd expect there, and he's guaranteed a spot in the All-Star Mile, so he's on a path to there from here. And I'm including Streets of Avalon as my next pick, but I'm including Admiral's Joker and Amadeus in my wide quaddy. But Streets of Avalon, I thought, did enough first up and gets the benefit of the claim here. 3, 5, 12 and 1.
Your confident levels with this race, Gator?
Look, I think Star Missile can run very well. He was wide with a big weight, fresh last time, and yet he still bolted in and then beat Harbour Views. On the heels of Mr. Quickie as a three-year-old, reads very, very well. It probably offsets the fact that, you know, if you're a ratings person, as an 84 rater, you know, he's not well-weighted against the likes of, well, quite a lot of these. But, you know, that's where it's a bit inconclusive. If you look at the pure form, then it's, you know, irrelevant around Mr. Quickie, isn't it? Streets of Avalon, out-kicked fresh, but good to the line. Fitter, obviously... he's an exceptional 1,400-metre horse. He's run well at Group 1 level and a Group 3 winner at the trip. Probably the wide draw's okay now, race 9. Admiral's Joker, terrific return and a fast Ribbiton Stakes, giving them all weight. He was 1,100 to 1,400 second up last prep and won it, but he was 14 days between runs. So, look, it's not conventional, but obviously the team know their horse very well and he keeps racing well. And Blair Ozjowski, just so bulletproof. Again, I don't think the race ends there, but 12.125 for me.
Okay, boys, it's that time of the morning, 5 to 9 here on the form panel for your plays of the day, and then we'll get your quaddies after that. I'll kick it off with you, Dino. Your confident levels today, can we spend up?
Yeah, I like Pretty Brazen as much as anything, Gareth. Yep. Race 8, number 1. I think Alligator Blood will win. My play is those two in an all-up, and maybe even back to race 2, Goldie Fox, I think has got a great chance at the odds. Race 2, number 9, they'll be the three main races I'll be betting on today.
So do we put Nature's Trip just to get an extra 40 cents or $1.40 in the multi there?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yep.
All right, no problems. Absolutely. I'm just checking, Dino. One out in the quaddy, dead set moral. What about you, Gator? How are you playing today if I give you $100?
Well, that's a question without notice. What I'll do is I'll give you race 1, number 3, overexposure. You will hopefully get out of the gates quick and build a bank there in the first, getting back out to the mile. Our values, Amish Boy, race 3, it is number 4, our value of the day. In a tough race, concede that, but I think he's over the odds.
Okay, overexposure, nice horse for yourself there. What about you, Warren?
Taking $100, yes. Gareth, I'm putting it into my tab account. I'm taking it all up the win. Race 5, number 3, Alligator in race 7, number 2, Nature Strip. I'm hitting the tab multiplier and hopefully getting just a little bit over $3.
I think you'll get that too, Warren. And you've got some friends at the tab, so I think they'll look after you. What about your quaddy there, Dino? Obviously, you got Nature Strip 1 out.
Yep, the first leg, my numbers were 9, 10, 6 and 4, but I'm adding 5 hanger and 8 big night out. The Nature Strip one out. Third leg, probably 1, 9 and 8 if you wanted to trim that up. I had Muse in it as fourth pick. And the last leg, I was 5, 12, 7, 3, but the top two go in, Streets of Avalon and Admiral's Joker.
Okay, Dino, that's his quaddy about it. What about you, Warren?
First leg of the quaddy, numbers 4, 6, 9 and 10. Well documented, like the rest of the world, 2 Nature Strip, 1 out in the second leg of the quaddy, 1, 2, 8, 9 in the third leg, and home with 1, 2, 3, 5, 7 and 12.
And Gator?
So first leg, Taniko, big night out, Montenegro Man Prezado, adding Golden Halo into that as well. Just Nature Strip, Cadlin, Bonvici, Fashino, Pretty Brazen. There's a lot of meat on the bones there, but Bonvicini could help that. And home we're coming, Star Missile, Streets of Avalon, Admiral's Joke and Blair Ozjowski. Hopefully ties it up.
Geez, I enjoy your work, Gator. And so I enjoy your work too, Warren. And Dino, you're a beautiful man. Thanks for that, lads.
Pleasure, Gareth.
Thank you, Gareth. You're a beautiful man.